Resisi Laila Ois Chavches. Havtochas Hashem Yisbarach LeYakov Avinu Olam Hashalom. The promise of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to Yaakov Avinu, Hina Anochi Imoch, Shmaticha B'chol Asher Telech, etc., etc. In other words, he brings underneath this gewaltig thing, he brings underneath the whole pasuk, which basically the end of Tzadok is going to dash in this whole pasuk. So, we'll see the whole pasuk afterwards. But I call upon him, he says, Hina Anochi Imoch, Shmaticha B'chol Asher Telech. Tzadok says he shouldn't think this is only a promise to Yaakov Avinu in particular, because that's the yisod that he's going to explain now, that there's no such thing as Yaakov Avinu in particular. Yaakov Avinu wasn't a prat. Yaakov Avinu was the whole Klal Yisrael. And when you say that Yaakov Avinu was the whole Klal Yisrael, it doesn't just mean because he was the father and the shorish of Klal Yisrael, right? Because he was the father of the Shvatim. It means much more than that, as we'll see. So therefore, Haftachat Yaakov Avinu lo yoisa Haftachas Shoh. It wasn't just a temporary Haftachat to him. Rak Haftacha lo ol meyad. Forever. It's an eternal Haftacha l'chon Hashem b'shem Yaakov Yisrael Yechuna. It's a phrase in Chazal. Chol Hashem b'shem Yaakov Yisrael Yishchuna. Whoever's called the Yisrael, whoever's called the Jew, Yechuna comes from the notion of kinuid, like a nickname. But whoever's called Klal Yisrael, we'll discuss it in a minute. Whoever's a Jew has this avtocha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Hinei nechi imach mashmaticha b'chol ashtelach." Exactly what it means and exactly what this is. He's going to explain later. This is Anochi Imoch is Midas Ahoid, Ashmaticha B'chal Ashtelech is Midas Ayesoid. But Akal Pana, before he explains what these Avtochas are, before he explains what the Pasuk is promising Yaakov, you know, Tzadik just wants to make it very certain that we're not talking over here about Hashem's private promise to a private person, Yaakov Avinu, but it's an eternal promise for every Yid. Shehim Yinikru Hashem Yisrael Saba, that every Yid is called Hashem Yisrael Saba. Loi Derech Kinui Hashem Milvat. Not just derech kinui, like it says Yechuna. Rak heim be'emes ke'etzem ma'atzomoy u'bosa kebsoroy. In other words, every Yid is not just, you know, the chvayis, the shoyrish, and then a bit of neshama of Yaakov Avinu. Every Yid is the goof of Yaakov Avinu. Is a chelik of the goof of Yaakov Avinu, the chelik of the neshama of Yaakov Avinu. And that's the yisod. He's going to explain the bechinas Yaakov Avinu loy meis. That every Yid is not just the neshama, but every Yid is also the goof of Yaakov Avinu. So he's still here. So Yaakov Avinu loy meis. So when Hashem talks to Yaakov, Hashem is talking to the goof and the etz and the bones and the neshama and the nefesh of every single Yid forevermore eternally.
What does it mean, the
kuf? Oh, so we'll discuss that. We have to discuss it. Let's just finish the paragraph and then we'll discuss it. V'rach sheben neshama kishorish nefesh Yaakov Avinu kol neshama kol nefashes miYisrael mikol adoros. The shorish of the Yaakov's nefesh, right, is kol all the nefashes of Klal Yisrael mikol adoros. Rak benefashes hageirim nema. Only by the geirim it says shebeshem Yisrael yichanu loshem kinui v'loshem etzem. Others there's a shem etzem and there's a shem kinui. Right, so by a Yid, it's the Shem Etzem. This whole notion of Yechuna, it's by Ger. But I call upon him, a Yid is the Etzem Atzom of Yaakov Avinu. But Bnei Yisrael, Shem Etzem Mamash. Now, what does that mean? The Yaakov Avinu lo yimeis. Chazal darshin Yaakov Avinu lo yimeis. V'omr Chazal makish hu lezaroi. Right. In other words, look below over here. The Gemara in Tanis. Rabbi Yochanan says Yaakov Avinu lo yimeis. Omr le v'chi b'chdi softu safadne v'chontu chontaya v'kovru kivrai. In other words, they mummified him, and they eulogized him, they buried him. What does it mean that Yaakov Avinu didn't die? So he answers from the pasuk, "Hini Moshiach v'zareich meretz shivya makeshu l'zare mazare v'chaim afu b'chaim ki'ilu." That because Yaakov Avinu's his zara, his children are alive, so too he's alive. You can say that about every Yid. Anybody who leaves children, anybody has children, so they never die. A kid, in a certain way, it's like a continuity. It's like a musig of chayim. But when you say that Yaakov Avinu lo yimeis, you don't say by every Yid. It doesn't just mean that zara b'chaim hu b'chaim. It's obviously deeper than just that inyan of zara b'chaim. So what is it? So Pirush, the Zeo Chiyus Adei Zare, Yaakov's Chiyus Adei Zare, and that's the answer on the kasha that they asked, right? If he's still alive, why did they bother preserving his body, etc.? To Lachoyer Lemeshani Klum, what did they answer? He died. So you say, his children are alive, right? But what's the Shakla Vatari over here? Rakakavana the mash leimis. What does it mean? The Yaakov is leimis. Hainu adide chiyus zaroi shuhu mamish shoresh chiyusoi. It's the shoresh of Yaakov Avinu of his chayim of his life. Hamispashet for him. That's mispashet that spreads in him. Vahare adide ze hu atzmoi leimis. Listen to his lashon. For shoresh nafshei chay v'kayom ba'olam hazeh beguf bechlolos hanefashos sheyisrael sheba'isay dor. In other words, it's mamish yakamin uloy meis. It's his nefesh is nispashet in klal Yisrael, and that nefesh is chay v'kayim in every door in the guf of the klolos hanefashos the Yisrael sheba'isay dor. What does it mean, beguf, chlalas anafashas? It's chlalas anafashas, it's not a guf. What does it mean, in the guf of the chlalas anafashas? What does all that mean? Sheklalusom eino el nefesh Yaakov Avinu levad. The chlalas of Klal Yisrael is the nefesh of Yaakov Avinu, which is mischalekas l'shishim ribuy. The ein netzoitzes, Yaakov Avinu's nefesh, right, splits up into 600,000. Netzoitzes, she'ein dor pachas m'shishim ribuy. There's no dor which is less than shishim ribuy, so there's a b'chin of shishim ribuy neshamas in every dor. Vehei michlal koimas Yaakov Avinu. He says something, a new idea, which is not a new idea, it's an explanation, but this explains the inyan of guf. Koimas, the koim of Yaakov Avinu. Yesh Rosh Yisrael, there's Eine Yisrael, there's Shari Vorim. Which means the following. The Gemara says in Bo Metzia that Shufri the Yaakov Kein Shufri the Adam Rishon. Yaakov Avinu is the Shleimus Tikkun of Adam Rishon. Right now, Adam Rishon is taka not just the Neshama Klalis of Klal Yisrael, but also the Bechina of, what was the goof of Adam Rishon? The goof of Adam Rishon corresponds to all the different Chalokim of all the various different Avoidas in Klal Yisrael. The Yadayim of Adam Rishon correspond to all the Balei Tzedaka, and the Balei Chesed, which you do with the Yadayim, and the Raglayim of Adam Rishon correspond to the lower Doris, that's what we call the Ikris of the Mashiach, the lowest Doris, the ankle, the heels of Adam Rishon, and it's all the Bechinas of the goof of Adam Rishon. The Sanhedrin of the Inayim, the Ene Ha'eda, the Inayim, Bechinas Adam. In other words, what was Adam Rishon? Adam Rishon was the Sacha Kol of Klal Yisrael. Not just the Sacha Kol of Klal Yisrael mitzad Neshomas, but also the Sacha Kol mitzad, what their Avoida represents mitzad Adam Rishon's goof. So Yaakov Avinu, who's Shufri the Yaakov, Kein Shufri the Adam. In other words, the Yaakov Avinu is mamish looked the Bechina, looked like Adam Rishon Lifnei Hachet. So therefore Yaakov Avinu is an all-encompassing of the whole Koyim Shleim of Ke'ilu from head till toe, and that's why it was important for the Pasuk to say when Yaakov Avinu finished with the Malach of Esav, Parshas Vayishlach, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Yaakov Shalem. It says, Rashi Shalem Agufo. It's important that Yaakov Avinu has to be Shalem Aguf, because Yaakov Avinu's Guf corresponds to a Koyim Shleim of Adam Rishon, and that includes obviously the Guf. And that's what we've explained so many times, that Yaakov is the Yud and the Ekev. It's got to be from the Yud, which is in the head, to the Ekev, to the heels. It's one Koyim Shleim, which is the Koyim Shleim. So every single Yid and every single Dor corresponds to a Chelek of the Koyim of Yaakov's Guf. And also, he carries inside in the Nefesh, the Nitzitz of the Nefesh of Yaakov Minu, which was Nispashit, to Shishim Ribu in Neshamas in every single Dor. Now, what is a living person? A Guf with a Neshama. What's the difference between a live person and a dead person? A live person's got a guf and a neshama, and a dead person's got a guf and a neshama. The only difference is that the neshama of the dead person is separate from the guf of the dead person. Right? The neshama is separated. That's what makes him dead. And by a live person, it's all together. It's all in one. So Yaakov Avinu corresponds to the Bechina that every single door, every single yid is a chelik of Yaakov Avinu's koima, the koima of his guf, with the neshama, which is a guf, and a neshama, which is a living entity, which is what we call a living entity, begufay or benishmosay. That's the sort of Yaakov Avinu. So, Meila, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a promise to Yaakov Avinu, so that promise to Yaakov Avinu is, in essence, a promise to every single yid in all the generations, because Yaakov Avinu is not a prat. Yaakov Avinu is not a prat. Yaakov Avinu is the klal of everybody. Yeah, clear? So that's what he means. That's what Chazal mean when they say that Yaakov Avinu lo yimeis. The Bechina's guf, koyim shleima, and the neshama is still there in every single yid. The tzurasa yishel Yaakov Avinu chakuka bekisa akobet. The tzur of Yaakov Avinu, as we know, Chazal say, is chakuka is engraved in the kisa akobet. What does it mean? The tzurasa hainu kafi tzurasa bechol dor kachi chakuka. In other words, a tzura is like you can make a form and then you can change the form. So every door takes on a different tzura. So if every door takes on a different tzura, but every door is still the bechin of Yaakov Avinu, so therefore the tzura of Yaakov Avinu is chakuka b'kisa kovet, because the tzura of Yaakov Avinu changes kafi the door. Every door, all the gufim and the neshamas are bechin as koim of Yaakov Avinu, and that changes in the door. So the tzura of Yaakov Avinu, the tzura also changes. Kafi tzurase b'chol door kachi kachakuka. Kafi that surah of Yaakov Avinu in every door, that's how it's Chakukah v'kisa kovet. Ki yadua, the Nishmas and the Nishomas is Gazra v'krosaya from the kisa kovet. Now he's going to go into like a shtikl tanj, which I mean, it's going to be a typical Reb Tzadik piece, but it's going to explain that even in the lower doiris and even in the lowest of the lowest of the lowest, etc., it's all Chakukah somewhere in the kisa kovet. Ki Hashem is barach roitz rotze lefasim kvoide. The Rebbein Shalom wants to do mefasim kvoid shemayim. Now, upirsum kavoy, the pirsum of kavoy shemayim, ain't oyela kashiyish helam, right? Only when there's a helam. We've discussed this before already, that the slave, the servants in the king's palace that freeze in the king's room is not as much kavoy as the soldiers that freeze 1,000 miles away and are fighting with Yiras HaMelech. The ones who are fighting with Yiras HaMelech thousands of miles away, it's much more kavoy HaMelech than those who know that they've got to stand there frozen. Right? So in other words, only when there's a helem of the king, when the king's presence is not there, and there's still a hisgabrus of Yiras HaMelech, that's the greatest kvoid machusa. Morinayan talks about it. The king sits in his palace thinking all day long of the people who are conquering countries for him far away. Why doesn't he think of the people near him? He's got paspasali near him. Why doesn't he think of the ones near him? And the answer is because the ones near him don't represent the same kvoid malchus as the ones who are far away, because when they're far away from him, they're in the helem. The kvoid HaMelech is behelem over there. Right? They're even in enemy territory, infiltrating into enemy territory, where a covert of another king is there revealed, but they are going with the covert of their king who's far away, where his malchus is completely, completely hidden, and yet they have him in mind. Those are the ones that the king is thinking of, because those are the ones that represent the emstika kvoid HaMelech. So, pirsum kovod ain ela kashiyish helam. The pirsum kovod can only be when there's a helam. V'zeu bebrui mato, and that is only with us down here. V'lechein bora, in other words, malachim they're around the kisa kovod. So that's why the kedusha they wait till loud. K'shem shemakdisha moisa b'shmei merom. They have to wait for our kedusha because the kedusha, because the kvoid malchus shemayim. Even though it says there b'chulam akablam leim oil malchus shemayim, right? Mamlichim. That's not as much covered as Klal Yisrael down here, where the helam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great. Hashem is Baruch Bnei Adam. Hashem created people begufois melein, with bodies full mikol mini taivus vechemdus shebehepach mirotzen. Hashem is Baruch. Hashem put us in a place in a guf which is completely the hepach. V'chol haGodl mechaver yitzar Godl menu. The greater the person is, which means the more kvod shemayim has to come out from him, means the more helam he has to have. So his yitzhar has to be greater. So pachad kazach. Hashem expects of a greater person a greater degree to bring out the kvod malchus shemayim. So the greater the person, the more helam. The greater his clarity, the more helam there has to be. So that he fights his helam, and that brings out a greater level. If you bring such a helam, if you bring such a yitzhar to a lower darga, he just won't fight. He'll lose. That won't be quite shemayim. Who can Hashem kaviyochel keilu rely on, so to speak, kaviyochel, and trust that somebody with this great yitzhahara is still going to be misgaber? Only a very great person. So therefore, the greater the person, the more helam he has to be. Just like a king, the fiercest battle, the hardest battle, he's not going to send the 75-year-old. He's not going to send the 75-year-old. He's going to send a. You know, he's going to send his young soldiers, he's going to send the greatest gibor into the hardest battles. So too, the Hashem sends the greater tzaddik, the god mechaver, to the greater yetzer horus, because there he's going to have a koyach to be misgaber. So the greater he is, the Hashem puts him in more of a hell. V'ahekesh behepach. Shekol sheyitzer godl, in other words, the hekesh is the behepach. In other words, since his yetzer is godl, and then he's misgaber over it, kashu oyser rotzen shemayim, hu agodl. That's why it's called a god mechav yitzah godl. Having koyvish a big yitzah hora just makes the person great in Hashem's eyes. Ki kashemishu meshuka betachlis. Somebody who's sunken in betachlis toikif in yonah oil mazeh, the tkifus of oil mazeh, the tavoisav, with its taibus of oil mazeh, hamashkichim legamri, Hashem is bachon. A person's faced in a matzav where the toikif of the yonah oil mazeh is garbus of oil mazeh, and the taibus that make him forget about Hashem are so strong, and nonetheless, who mischazik. He's mischazik v'nizka lahake his boyer, right? He's mischazik and he's nizka to mimake the boyer. He remembers that, doesn't forget about Hashem. Hareza kilus, it's a greater praise. Otzem yoytzeit, right? It's a much stronger, a much greater praise. V'zeh tachlis kol abriya, kol pol Hashem l'maneu. That's a pasuk. Kol pol l'mishli, kol pol Hashem l'maneu. Chazal dashen l'maneu means l'kilusoy. So it's the greatest praise of Hashem. So therefore, biyachas to when you're talking about on a national level, on a national level. So then when you talk about Klal Yisrael, biyachas to the goyim. In other words, by the Reb Tzadik is going to explain that the goyim, there's no inyan of his gabris by them. Right? They are the taiva. They are olam hazeh. They are the taiva. So there's no his gabris. His gabris can only be when there's a koyach which is hepach you. Understand? So when there's a koyach which is opposite you, kind of facing you, against you, opposing you, by an opposing koyach, you have his gabris. The goyim in olam hazeh are not facing opposing koyches. All the taivas of olam hazeh, that's them. There's no opposing. There's no gabris shaykh to them. But Klal Yisrael belong in a different world. They're put into olam hazeh, and the olam hazeh, by very definition, is an opposing force. And when there's an opposing force, then you have to be mizgaber, because it's a win or lose situation. A goy in olam hazeh is not in a win or lose situation. He is the taivas of olam hazeh. So there's no mizgabrus. Hashenkein a yid, the whole olam hazeh opposes the yid and his avodas Hashem. So therefore, the whole idea of a yid in olam hazeh is a koyach that's coming to him, opposing him, a koyach that's coming for a head-on collision with him, and the yid, every yid has to be mizgaber on the koyach that's coming hepach him. On the Hepech HaKoyach, you understand the chiluk between a Yid's role in Olam HaZeh and a Goy's role in Olam HaZeh?
It's not shy to be misguided on something that's part of the person.
It's part of the person, there's no opposite Koyach coming against him. A Goy, in other words, the ik of a Goy is Olam HaZeh. That's where he is, that's where he's born, that's where he dies, that's the end of him, and there's nothing beyond. A Yid belongs to a different world. So the mere idea, the mere definition of a yid at olam hazeh is already a fight. It's already a mechama. We're put over here in a world that's going to constantly oppose us, a world that's coming to fight with us, and we have to fight with that world. The olam hazeh, we have to fight with all the taivas to make us forget about Hashem, to show that we're loyal to Hashem, and that's why Hashem created the world. Kol pa'al Hashem lemaneu lekilusay. So if Hashem created the world to bring out His kaviyachol, to bring out the shvach and the praise of Kaviyachol, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the cover, the Kvod Shemayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there can only be a Kvod Shemayim when there's a Hizgabras, when we're Mizgaber for Hashem's sake. You can't be Mizgaber unless you're brought to a place where there's an opposing force against you. Right. And then you go against that opposing force and then you're Mizgaber. So talk about Yid, it's a win or lose. A Goy is Parva, there's no Milchik, there's no Fleshik by him. It's all Parva. A Yid is a win or lose situation. And that's what defines a Yid's role in Olam Hazeh. He's coming down, his neshama comes down to this world for the fight. And to fight, in English is a saying, I fight and I fight to win. So Yid has to know he has to fight and he has to fight to win for the sake of Kvod Malchus Shamayim. So the famous Tiferet Shleima says, a Yid in Olam Hazeh without a fight, man as well not be here. He's got no Milchemes Ayetzer, the famous Tiferet Shleima. Oh, my God, David HaMelech. You know the famous Tiferet Shleima? No, tell him.
I don't know.
You do?
I'm on the recorder, I guess.
Oh. Rabbi Meyers. David HaMelech, when he was old, they got Naris, nice girl, they bought him Avishag, they got a nice girl. So why do they have to revive his Yetzirah? The Teretz is because they wanted to keep him alive, so this is the Tiferet Shleima. A world, being on this world without a fight, is no point being in this world. And a fight means that you've got to have a koyach shekeneged coming against you, and you have to be mizgaber on that. If you haven't got a yetzahara coming against you, if a person's killed all his taifas and everything, there's no tafkid for him in this world anymore. He thinks the older, he thinks the greater he gets, the less. No, kol agodl mechaber yitzra godl. Then now you have to fight even bigger battles, and you get even greater. You know, you have to fight even bigger battles, and even greater, even bigger and bigger battles. Because the greater the battle, the more. The greater the battle, the more goes on in the annals of history by Melech Bos of Adom. You know, when there's a little battle, when they invade an island, and in a few hours they've conquered the island, so the king has now another 500 new inhabitants of his malchus. But the king's not so interested about, he prefers a fight that was against a mighty force in a huge country, and there was a battle that took 10 years. That's a battle. So the tzaddik's battle, that's what the Rabban Shalom wants. The higher he gets, the more battles the Rabban Shalom sends him. So when nefashos bnei Yisrael, it's a peldik zach, him shukim beYosef, in nefashos amosayilo. The nefashos of Klal Yisrael are more sunken into the taibas of Olam Hazeh than the goyim. Kamesh Omer besuk. The Yetzahor niach kol umois ha'oilam v'nitfal biYisrael. Like the Gemara says in Sukkah, The Gemara says in Sugar, when you know the Osir Loboy, right? What does the Tzadik's Yitzhahara look like? A mountain. Gemara in the Perek Acholah. And the Rosh's Yitzhahara looks like is the size of a hair. So it means that the Tzadik fought a mountain, and the Goy fought a hair. He didn't fight Bechlan. Right? So Goyim like Chazal say, Umas Oilam Kroyvi Tshuva, Mashenk in Yisrael. Because they almost don't sink so low because they don't have the great yitzharos. Because yitzam asher omer im peronis ba loyim ela b'shul Yisrael. But you do it to peronis who atzmei achet. Peronis is achet. So the chatoim and the potential chatoim in this world are only with klal Yisrael. Like it says, who yitzharos shem sapech begavonov. In other words, the yitzhara, malchamoves, satan. These are all the things that come down for Yisrael. B'shurish hashikum is gavim Yisrael. Ki akum sheikrom rak boilam azeh. The goyim, olam hazeh is not a his. It's not a his. They don't need a his gabris in olam hazeh because there it is an olam hazeh. In olam hazeh, they're in home territory, not in alien territory, not in enemy territory. They're in home territory. The be'emazim koytzim kasuchim thorns or something. Ein shayach is chab is gabris, not shayach be is chab is gabris. Why? Because the sod is the kol is gabris who neged a hepch. You can only be misgaber against an opponent. You can't be misgaber against a friend. The closer you get, the more friendly you become, the more you misgaber. The opposite, right? You can only use his gabers on a soine, on somebody coming against you. Two friends together, the closer, more friendship they get, you can't call it his gabers. So if a person has to be misgaber, it's got to be that there's a koyach coming against him. Like the Gemara says in Brachos, Leinem Yargiz Odom Yitzatoya Ve Yitzahar. Yargiz, Rashi says Lashem Mechoma. So the Klal Yisrael says Mechenez Mechoma. His gaber is only when there's a hepech. Right, as powerful as the taiva, as powerful as the opposing force coming against him, kachu toikev is gabrus. Then he's misgaba on that. He's misgaba on something that's so much greater than him, coming that's so much so great. I mean, he's misgaba on that. That's a much bigger kifus of his gabrus. V'zeh kol ma'ilas Yisrael, and that's all ma'ilah v'id. The gam b'chol toikev is gabrus. The his gabrus of the shikuam of the sunken into olam hazeh. Nevertheless, v'gam poishe Yisrael. It's not Reb Tzadik l'shitosay. V'gam poishe Yisrael meleim chatoim v'charota v'hirurim. Even the poishe Yisrael sheim l'shem shemaim be'emes lamita kefi sharish nafshon. That they mamish kula. They mean they're thinking of shemaim. V'aridei pesach katan zek kachutu shalachet. With all the averes and all the shikua, the fact that they have a hero that they still love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they regret what they're doing. From that hero, that's why the Klal Yisrael is the neshamas of Klal Yisrael by the Kisei HaKovod. Kisei HaKovod is the Kvod HaMelech. Kvod HaMelech, right? The throne is the Kovod of the Melech, and the Kovod HaMelech is dafka by Klal Yisrael because the goyim are not fighting. So a king doesn't get Kovod from people who don't fight his cause. He only gets Kovod from people who fight his cause. And Kaviyachol, Klal Yisrael are fighting the cause of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're fighting the Ruchnistic cause in this world. But the Goyim, they're not. They're just living in the world. They're not fighting on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they don't show any mysterious nefesh on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it made it therefore that they don't come from the Kis HaKovod. Kvoid Malchus only comes from the Shikua and Olam Hazeh. And that's Klal Yisrael who are Mizgaber over the Shikua and Olam Hazeh. And that's the oilam, that's the mala melochim, right? Because melochim, again, because also by the melochim, the same thing is by the melochim. By the melochim, they don't fight. So the kis hakovod is higher. Kis hakovod, and that's mamish, you know, that's the famous Gemara in Shabbos. That's how Moshe was menatzeach over the melochim. What did he tell the melochim? Yitzhar ish b'neichem. You have lechemes ha-yetzer. And what did he have to hold on to answer than that? Kis HaKovod. That's the connection. Kis HaKovod is a mokum of kvoid malchus shemayim. If it's a mokum of kvoid malchus shemayim, yeah? So then it's a kovod of fighting the Yitzhar. That is kvoid malchus shemayim. So that goes hand in hand. Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu, hold on to the kis HaKovod and then explain them that they don't have lechemes ha-yetzer like we have lechemes ha-yetzer. And therefore the Torah belongs to us. The Torah is the Mishpatei HaMelech. Mishpatei HaMelech belongs to the ones who are Megala the Kvod HaMelech. Megala the Kvod HaMelech, you get the Mishpatei, you get the Melech Bamishpat, Yamid Aretz, and you get the Mishpatei HaMelech. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu only allows the Torah, okay, it allows the Melech also to be the Melech. Hashem gave the Torah and seen it to Klal Yisrael, because we are the ones who are We're the ones who are fighting them. That's the whole inner of tshuva. Tshuva goes to Lekis HaKovet. Gedoyle tshuva shemegasat kis HaKovet. Why does tshuva go all the way to Lekis HaKovet? Gemara Yuma. Gedoyle tshuva shemegasat kis HaKovet. Shenema shuv Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. So Gemara should have said, Gedoyle tshuva shemegas ad Hashem Elokecha. Shenema shuv Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Where does the Kis HaKovet come into the story? The answer is, that's where tshuva goes back to Dafka the Kis HaKovet. Why? Because like Reb Tzadik says, that even the Poish Yisrael, they're still Melech HaRotah, they still want to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Kedusha, that even though the Meroiv Shikuam in Averis, Meroiv Shikuam in Averis, they're still Nis'ala, they still have Charot, they still want to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By them it's the greatest Kvod Malach HaShemayim. So Gedoyla Tshuva Shemegas Ad Kis HaKovet. With that Tshuva goes all the way up to the Kis HaKovet. So Pel Nikazach. The more Shikua that there was, but at the end of the year, comes to Elul, a person does a Tshuva Shlemo, and he climbs out of all his Shikua. All his Shikua, he climbs out and he does a Tshuva Shlemo. That's the greatest Kvod Malach HaShemayim. That's the greatest Kvod Malach HaShemayim. And therefore Gedoyla Tshuva Shemegas Ad Kis HaKovet. After the Kis HaKovet, which is the Kvod Malach HaShemayim, which is climbing out of the Shikua, which means being misgaber, even though a person fell so much, he's still misgaber and he gets up. Kisheva yipal tzadik v'kom, says the Pasuk. Chiddush by the tzadik is that even though he falls the whole time, v'kom, each time he gets up and he does tshuva and he comes back to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That shows a moedik is gabers. Mzeud tzuras Yaakov Avinu. That's the tzura, the tzurasa shel Yaakov Avinu. Shenikra midas emes, which is called, which is the mid of Yaakov, tzura, mid of Yaakov is mid of emes. But oil mazeh nikra oil de shikra, oil mazeh is oil de shikra. Mashenkin oil mabo is alma de kshoit oil ma emes. Explain. Vezeo Shabbos, ois beini yivem in Yisrael. That's the begin of Shabbos, which is ois beini yivem in Yisrael. The Shabbos roimis liyim shikuli Shabbos v'oil mabo. Right, now we know that Shabbos is connected. Shabbos is the bechinas emes, right? The Yishalmi says that you can believe in Am Haaretz that he's taken trumas and maizes, even though you suspect him during the week. But Am Haaretz is yorei l'shaker on Shabbos. Why is he yorei l'shaker on Shabbos? Because sheker you can get away with in the olam hazeh, which is alma d'shikra. I mean, the olam the kshoit and the olam emes and Shabbos the emes stares at a person so much in the face that he's yorei. Pashut has a fear to be m'shaker because Shabbos is the olam abo. Olam abo is the olam emes. Olam emes means the olam that is consistent. The olam that mamish what we discussed, the whole Indian of kisheva yipal tzadik v'kom. That's the consistency. He falls, but he gets up again. Even though falling and having a shikua is in, to a certain degree an inconsistency, but the fact that he gets up and again vaita and he gets up and he fights on and then he falls and he gets up and he goes vaita, that shows an amoridika midas emes. Right? Sheker would mean that it gives up. That's it. That's why the word sheker is yush. The word sheker is yush. Because emes is that you get up and you go on, and that shows the emes together. That shows the emes. That's the same reason why Shabbos is also toshev. Shabbos is less toshev, which is also the bechin of tshuva. And with all the shikua, still we're still clinging to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're still clinging to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. 6 days of the week correspond to the times of the olam hazeh, the olam of the shikra, right? Where we get confused and we fall. Shabbos corresponds to the day where we get up again, and it's the olam of the emes. Where we get up and we're prepared to move on and etc. That's where we cling to the bechin of emes. Ha'koras nekudas emes ba'olam hazeh ina le'menafashes mi'Yisrael b'levad. Right, the hakara of the emes na'olam hazeh is only by the nefashes of klal Yisrael b'levad. V'nikra Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hashem emes le'olam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is called Hashem emes le'olam. Emes and le'olam go together. If it's emes, then it's le'olam. If it's sheker, right, then it's not going to le'olam ye'olam yirei shemayim. Says of gamoida le'emes v'day ve'emes l'vash g'yema. That begins of a path. The beginning of the day. We'll discuss it in the sefer mitzvah shem. There begins a path, right? The whole yirotzin shtagalena b'sar sechav d'abekinu mitzvah secha. Open that yirotzin and open the yirotzin of tefillas aderech, and your seats come out the same yirotzin. This is in gashmis. This is in ruchnis. Right? We're asking Hashem when you go on a journey, Peronis, Mistrakshus, and Derech Chayis Rois, Derech, Listim, all those types of enemies. And Shetagalein Mesarasach is save me from Hirhurim Roim and all that type. It's exactly the same. Zatulas Aderech. We're going on our way. And when you go on our way, you have to know that you have to go with the middle of Emes, and then you'll be constant. Emes Yeshle Raglaim. So you have to go on our way, you have to walk with your legs. Emes is Raglaim. Sheker Ein Raglaim. Sheker, it'll drop. And you won't move to the end of the path. Emes is a path that goes from the beginning to the end. That's Hashem Emes Le'olam. And that's where the Tzadik is going to explain is the Haftacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here of Shmira. V'chein Hashem Yisrael Hashem Haftachosoy Hoshmarticha. It says over here, V'shmarticha B'chol HaShetelech. Hashem is going to guard us. Wherever we go in our whole hiluch, HaKadosh Baruch is going to guard us. Hainu nekudas ha'emes anikri Yisrael zeh yishma la'oilam shi'era ba'kilkul. Meaning, katam av bishi chata Yisrael. It doesn't say that Hashem is going to guard us that we never sin. Right? We're in an Almet Shikra. An Almet Shikra, there's Aliyas and Yeridas, it's not static. But nevertheless, we are an Olam Emes, meaning that Ava Bi Shechata, even though you sin, a person sinned, Yisrael, or he's still called Yisrael. Yisrael is Yaakov Avinu, that's the Shmira. The Ava Bi Shechata, Yisrael, the Emes is that even if a person sins with all his Shakua, he's still got Harata, and he's still a Yid, and he's still calling out to HaKadosh Baruch, and he's still Mahara all the time with the Hirurei Tshuva. Mezeo B'chol HaShetelech, Pachadik Adiyuk. He said, by Yaakovina says, B'shmaticha, this passage we began, B'shmaticha b'chol ha-shatelech. And milas b'chol, what is b'chol kandi marba? Yesh lidrash k'derech sh'omer b'aroi, the end of brachas, ha'al the passage b'chol derechecha de'eyu, afilu l'dvar vera. Even b'dvar vera. So shmaticha b'chol ha-shatelech, b'chol means even by an avera. The gam k'shechoyte ha-kadosh baruch hu shomer, shalo yucha lichte kol kach ad sh'yev ad shem Yisrael, chas v'shom, in akudus ha-emes. Hashem will save us. As ever much a person sins, Hashem is going to save us, that we shouldn't chas v'shon lose the nakuda is the emes that every yid has. Glias nishka ba'olam hazeh legamri zei efshek klal. That's impossible. That is a shmira that Kadosh Baruch Hu guards us, that a person can't lose it. His bechira, and his boicha berak, can take him to a bechina of aval bishachat Yisrael, but it can't take him to a chet which is going to be nek Hashem Yisrael imenu. Shabbos is also that bechina of shmira. That's why Be'emes somebody's Machal Shabbos Bafahersia has a din of a goy, right? It's the Mishnah Bura Nagdama, Chel Gimel, right? Kami Mai Eruv Chatzeris, you can't be Meshatef him, Eruv Chatzeris, it's like a din of a goy. Why? Because Shabbos is the Bechin of Afpi Shechati Yisrael. Shabbos is that Bechin of the Olam Ha'emes. Shabbos is the Olam Ha'emes. Shabbos is that Shmir. Therefore, we talk about Shabbos, we talk about Shmir Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos. Ashaymer Shabbos. Hashaymer Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is that Bechin. Shabbos is the Emes. Shabbos is that Bechin where even if a person sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Shaymer. That the chet shouldn't uproot his shame Yisrael. Right. That's when he calls money keep Shabbos. if he's machalal Shabbos chas v'shalom, so he loses that skula that Shabbos has. That shomer, that the whole shmir of ushmaticha b'chol ha-shateilech, says the Hilgur Tzadok, b'chol is marbe, even an avera. Kodesh Baruch Hu God's asked that what? That even an avera, even b'chol comes in marbe, even an avera, if a person steps into avera, the Baruch Hashem is going to be shomer a person in the avera that he shouldn't fall so low. That he should lose the Shem Yisrael, and that's the bechin of Shabbos. The Rebbein Shalom. That's how we know the Bachal Tichlas Yaakov Avicha. The whole bechin of Shabbos is connected. Yaakov Avinu. Whoever keeps Shabbos is noisel and lachla b'li mitzorim. Yaakov Avinu is the bechin of nachla b'li mitzorim. Shabbos is connected Yaakov because this was the shmira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Yaakov Avinu. Ushmaticha b'chol ha-shateilech. That shmira b'chol ha-shateilech. That's the bechin of that you'll always remain in Yisrael. That's Shabbos. They always remain. A goy Shabbos is chayv mitzah. A goy has got no drisus regal into Shabbos. Shabbos is the skula that only a yid has. That however low he thinks, he won't become a goy. He'll always remain Shabbos. So that's a peladika severity comes out of a yid is such a shaiter that he's going to be mechal Shabbos. That's the greatest shtus. This is what's guarding you from being a goy. This is what's guarding you, that even if you sin, this is the skula that's guarding you, keeping you a yid. Every yid wants to be a yid, right? You see the biggest machale Shabbos, but when the children, when they raise their kids, they send them to public school, and they don't let any religion into their houses. Oh, but when the son wants to marry a shiksa, oh, it's avelis in the home. One second, that's the chinuch you gave him. You led him into a chinuch of public school is important, and only grades is important, and if, you know, they mustn't bring any Yiddishkeit into the house, chas v'shalom, and then it's avelus, they marry a goy, it's avelus. What's the avelus? That's what you led them into. What do you see from here? That even a Yid who sins still wants to be called Yisrael. Still wants to be included in Hashem Yisrael Yechon. He still has that inside him. But if he's Mechal Shabbos, so that's then he's Nek Hashem Yisrael. Then that Shmira goes away. Shmaticha b'chol ha-shateilech is the Shmir of Shabbos, and that was given to Yaakov Avinu because Shabbos is connected to Yaakov Avinu. It's a pachad gavort. And if he loses that, if he's not Shomer Shabbos, then midah connect midah. There's no Shmir of Shabbos. He loses the Shmarticha. He loses the Shmarticha b'chol ha-shateilech, and then his averes can uproot him. And that's why Shabbos is so severe. That it says in Allah that Shabbos makes him a chil, Shabbos befehesi makes him like a goy. Why doesn't Ritzicha befehesi make him into a goy? Because that's the school, that's the bechin of Shabbos. Shabbos is Me'il Alam Haba. That's the Bechina of the Alma Demis. Yeah, you got that?
Yeah, but I mean, even the Maisa, even somebody's Mechal Shabbos,
even Avodah Zorah is not Mechal Agamri, right? The person that says Avodah Zorah, if he wants to do tshuva, he doesn't have to become a ger. He's still about tshuva, doesn't have to become a ger. But it means Lagabi Lahalacha, as you see, Halacha Lamaisa is considered a goy, yeah, until he's lost that Shem Yisrael. He has to work hard to get that Shem Yisrael back. But tshuva is going to be more difficult for him. It's Pachad Dekazach. So v'yeda odom, a person has to know shafilu higdil averus adin kates, and even if he was magdil averus adin kates mikol mokoim le'nitak minakudus emes v'shoyrish yisrael af ziz kol shehu mitzad that shoyrish, mitzad that heilig shabbos, mitzad that bechinas shoyrish hasn't been a ziz, hasn't moved a ziz away from that nakudus emes he has inside him. Cholafichach ein lechadav v'shoyim l'fnei tshuva, therefore ein lechadav v'shoyim l'fnei tshuva. V'zer sha'om ha'atekev, therefore immediately after the aftocha shmaticha, which is like he explained, v'ashi v'sicha, which is the sod of tshuva. Who rosa the tshuva? It's the sod of tshuva. Sheyizka l'idei zeh l'tshuva be'emes. Ki soif ha'koyil ein Yisrael nigolim ela b'tshuva. V'heim yinatzchu b'bakashosa m'kal Yisrael v'minatzeach v'debakasha ha'sheveinu ha'shem elecho v'nushu v'achad yishimena kekedahem. Sheyeh gam esarusa l'tshuva me'ashem esbaruch. It'll also be an esarusa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he'll give us the hisoiris to do tshuva. When is this? Ha'sheveinu ha'shem elecho v'nushuva is the end of Eicho. Yeah, it's the end of the last pasuk of Eicho. Right. So in other words, even after however bad it goes, and however much the Hoysa Kalmona and Rabbi John's left us, and it's terrible, and it's terrible, and it's terrible. But the Shmira tells us the fact that Hashem says Shmaticha b'chalateh, like in this week's parasha, Anoichi erit imchom etzraimo. I'm going into you with all the Goliaths. So that's a simon that there's going to be a Hashivenu. Hashivenu is the simon that ever low we went, that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoysa Kalmona only. Kalmona. Like Kalman, he knows, they know that the husband's coming back. They know that we know we're going to be reunited with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we can ask HaShiveinu HaShem Elecho. After hearing that Oshmaticha, then you can ask HaShiveinu. Otherwise, that's it. You severed the cord. What are you asking for HaShiveinu? You're going to start from square one. In Yiddishkeit, you don't have to start from square one. The Shmira is there. The Shmira Shmaticha B'chol, even with all the Averis, is there. We just have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to return to us. It's not starting from square one. It's just returning. It's returning from us. That's the agaguim that we have to have. The whole Shea Shirim is the agaguim that we have, the yearning that we have, right? According to some Rishonim, the yearning that we have, we remember the good times in the Beis HaMikdash. We remember the Ingolas, we remember the good times, we remember the good times, we remember the good times. And that's a Haftocha. If we remember the good times, that's the Haftocha, that there's a Hashiveinu to those good times. That's why Rochel is called Akeres Abayis. Ima Banim Smicha. Rochel is called Akeres Abayis. Why? Because Rachel is the Bechina of she cries, right? She's called a Bayit. She cries and cries till HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises of a Shova Bon and a Gula. Somebody's banished from home, always remembers home. You can't forget home. And therefore the fact that you're still connected to home, you know Be'ez HaShem is Baruch, you're going to be Zorcha to get back there. Because man, you're still connected, you're still linking to it. And that's the Bechina of Hashem. That's the Bakasha we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashiveinu, we should remember everything. Now Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha. Return us to you. Return us. Get us back home. V'chein l'chol nefesh Yisrael b'prat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael lizkois l'shlei musay. And that's also true for what? That's also true for every Yiddish soul, not just on Klal Yisrael. Till now he was talking about Klal, even every Yid. Every single Yid can feel this in his life. That was the whole Akdom of Tzadik. So when Yaakov gets a bracha, it means
everybody
gets it. This whole first Is Aleph was only Akdom. This is the Ikki Yinakuda. First, he just introduced that whatever Yaakov has promised, we promised. And therefore, that bracha of Shmaticha, the ever lower Yid sinks, even every single Yid in his own life, however low he sinks, nevertheless, he can be toyim, he can taste the beautiful time of the Berchois of Shliakavino, the Bechin of Ashmaticha, that Hashem's guarding him, and therefore there's what to go back to. It's like, you know, it's like a father banishes a child from the house, but he says, you know what, I'm still keeping your bedroom there, it's intact, nobody's going to go in, it's still there, it's intact. So then the child knows that Emirat Hashem, one day, he'll go back and come back. the Beis Halevi, I think, says that's the end of Eicha. You say Lama la netzach tishkochei al hatziyon sheshameim shulim hilchuboy. Yeah, Lama la netzach tishkocheini tazveini larech yomim hashivein Hashem edachanu shuba. What's the connection between the psukim? Shat is, says the Beis Halevi, Mori Dekavot. Hatziyon shulim hilchuboy means the land is barren, it's empty, it's desolate. Animals, chayas, roes walking around. It's not a civilized place. And after thousands of years, Eretz Yisrael couldn't be civilized, right? Until Takanah, Baruch Hashem, the Yidden are back. But most of thousands of years, things didn't grow. So that itself, so basically, the fact that it's hot, Tzion, Zeh, Shashem, Yeshua in the middle, the fact that Eretz Yisrael is going to be desolate, what does that show? That shows that it's waiting for us. If it's not waiting for us, why didn't you let the Goyim be as successful as we are in culturing and civilizing this country? The fact, as much as they try, it still remains a place of shul and hilchoboy, a place of chayas roaming around. It's a desolate, empty place. That shows that the Rebbein Shalom is keeping it for us. So if it's keeping it for us, so lama lanetzach tishkacheni, how long are you waiting? So many years. If you anyway is keeping it for us, so many years, so emela shiveinu, shemedachem v'nushuv, v'chad mishmeni kekedem. It's like a child, calls home 5 years later. He says, can I come home? The father says, no. And he says, can I speak to him, my mother, please? He says, mom. He says, my bedroom there, has my father given it away to anybody else? Is anybody other kid sleeping bedroom? No, he doesn't let anybody in your bedroom. No, I'm asking, 5 years later, 10 years later, he's still not letting me home, so why does he let anybody into the bedroom? But that's still in the chama to him, and if he's still he's keeping it for him. That's the same vote at the end of Eich. It's a peladik azach. So therefore, there's always a hashivenu because we know shmaticho. Hashem is guarding it still for us, like he's guarding Eretz Yisrael for us. He's guarding the bedroom for us after 1,000 years and 1,500 years. He's guarding the bedroom for us. So that's why we know that there's a hashivenu Hashem alecha v'nashuva. And this is in every single Yid's life. Hushmaticho, even in your all your averus. Still, the Rebbein Shalom is guarding that Nekudah. Hashem says, Kehilu, a baskel comes out. Even after all the affairs that a person's done, a baskel came out and says, you still have the Shem Yisrael. You still have the Shem Yisrael. So, why are you keeping me the same Yisrael? So I'm going worse and worse. The teretz is, I'm still keeping it for you. And then, the next word is, Vashi Vesich. And then that brings a person to tshuva. A person, it's horrible, and brings years to a person. How can I do tshuva? It's gone so bad. How can I do tshuva? The teretz is, the Rebbein Shalom says, no, Shmaticha. I'm still, b'chol hashetelach, says the Heiliger Tzadik. B'chol is b'chol derechecha, even in averus, like the Gemara says in Brachas. So in other words, every avera, b'chol, all averus, there's a killer baskel, you still call Yisrael, you still call Yisrael, why are you still keeping from Hashem Yisrael? Teretz is vashi v'sikha. That's the koyach that gives a yid a koyach to do tshuva, and a hero tshuva. That's from shmaticha v'chol hashetelech v'ashivesicha. Pel dikazach. Moy dikazach. Bedroom still waiting for us. So you guys go home and you see that your parents have changed your bedroom, and then you really feel that you've left home. Yeah. And it calls man, you there, you go back, and you know your bed is still there, and the whole, you know, that everything's still there for you, and you know, you haven't been at home, living at home for years, but your bedroom's still stored there. As soon as your parents make it into, when they get the bedroom where their grandchildren come, and they make a crib in there, and pictures of little babies over the wall, and teddy bears all over the room, and then you feel, now I feel I've left home. Your parents say, no, that's not your bedroom anymore, now you'll sleep in the other bedroom. Ooh, they're not guarding it for you anymore.
Oh, no, you just got you a new bed.
But they haven't given it to anybody else. Oh.
For somebody else? No. The baby sleeping in my room.
Whose baby?
My nieces. Nieces.
I see. I hear. Temporary.
Right.
Temporary, you know. It's Leon's room. The yid here is that you're still a yid. And that brings the hero tshuva. The yid here is, Ushmaticha. And then a yid feels the hero tshuva of Hashem v'sich. Sometimes Hashem is baruch mazmin is a sibas amoerim l'tshuva kayyotze. Sometimes a kabban shalom kilo brings sibas that lead us to do tshuva. Ba'ofen shesoyv kol soyv dida notzach. Soyv kol soyv dida notzach. In other words, li'ez Hashem is baruch mitzida ha'peseach gam ken ha'pesach kechudesh l'nachat. Sometimes we don't even open that chudesh l'nachat. Hashem opens that chudesh l'nachat. B'tshuva l'gmur b'emes v'leiv sholem. It's a peldik zach. So that's the nakuda of Oshmaticha v'chol hashetelach every yid. All averus is a shmir that you should stay a yid. But that's only called zman mishem mishabbos, and we don't serve avodah zara, whatever, right? Oh. So, Omshmaticha b'chala shetelech v'anen mashi v'sicha. Sometimes even HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us back, forces us to bring us back. But the Ikka and the Kuda that brings us back is the voice inside that says, Omshmaticha, Omshmaticha, Omshmaticha. You know, people never, because children go off, Nachmana Tzlan, so the people say, the Mivinim say that you must never give your child a feeling that he can't come home anymore. Or, you know, even if it's embarrassing, Nebuchadnezzar, you know, comes with a hairstyle and he's not from anymore, it's a terrible nisayon, Rachman Islam, nobody should have. It's a terrible nisayon, but they say he should not always know that he has his house. As soon as you give him the feeling that he's not welcome at home anymore, so that's yish. You're not, it's like we're guarding, we know this is the phase in your life, but we're guarding, like you said, your bedroom. We're guarding your bedroom for you. We're guarding, home is still home. We're keeping home for you, so to speak. It's still guarded. And then he knows that there'll be a hashi v'sicha. If you take that away from him, then there's no hashi v'sicha. Pel dikazach. Mord dikazach. And that was the whole son of the Beis HaMikdash. If you did an avera, hashi v'sicha, you come to the Beis HaMikdash. That's our home. Right? Bein Shalem is the king, and that's his palace. And we are bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem. We are kindelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, you can always come, Seder, you echoita, you come, you bring your korban, and you're welcome. Still, there's always a bechina of Klal Yisrael, always welcome there in the Beis HaMikdash. Tov, it's a long sugya, but I want to try to get to the end of it. Veheim Sheva Brochus, it's 5 minutes fast. What time do you have to leave? 5 to?
10 minutes ago.
Since they got us, you better stop.
I'll let. Maybe we can finish with the
tangent. We'll finish next time.